And good morning and welcome to Discovery 1, Module 1 for 2010. My name's Dean Adams, I will be your instructor for this year. And this is a course introduction to Discovery for networking for home and small business. Welcome to your first of four courses in CCNA Discovery. Once you are qualified in the world of jobs out there in the market, you are in the IT field. The goal of the course is to introduce you to fundamentals in networking concepts and technologies. This course provides a hands-on introduction to networking and internet use tools and hardware commonly found in home and small business environment. These online materials will assist you in developing necessary skills to plan and implement small networks across a range of applications. This course prepares you with the skills needed to obtain entry-level home network installation jobs. It also prepares you for some of the skills needed for network technician, computer technician, cable installer, and help desk technician jobs. Computer-based learning environment is an important part of the overall course experience for students in the networking academies. The online course materials are designed to be used along with the server, other instructional tools and activities. These include class presentation, discussion and practice, hands-on labs that use networking equipment within Networking Academy classroom, online scored assessments and gradebook. You will all have to do a skills assessment for Discovery, but that's actually not counted on your gradebook. Packet Tracer version 4.1 simulation tool, which is not accessible at this point, but we hope to have it working in a solution for us as visually impaired networking students in the very near future, or hopefully sometime this year. Additional software for in-the-class activities. You'll need a program called UTF Teratome Pro and the JAWS scripts so that you can access the remote bundle to practice your configuration skills of networking equipment. When you participate in the Academy, you are joining a global community linked by common goals and technologies. Schools in over 160 countries participate in this program. The material in the course addresses a range of technologies that facilitate how people work, live, play, and learn by communicating with voice, video, and data. We have worked with instructors around the world to create these materials. It is important that you work with your instructor and fellow students to adapt the material in this course to your local situation. Yes, I am aware a lot of the technical terms, there is no direct translation in your native language. Unfortunately, you'll have to stick to using the English terminology. These online instructional materials and the rest of the course tools are part of the larger Cisco Networking Academy. The link to your student page is the link I gave you in the email already posted. The portal to your student account will access different tools, informational updates, and relevant links, including the assessment server and your student gradebook. An important goal in education is to enrich you, the student, by expanding what you know and can do, and is important to realize, however, that the instructional materials in the and the instructor can only facilitate the change. So it's really important that if you're not sure of a particular area, you can send me emails with your questions. And use Google a lot. Google is such a wealth of information. Wikipedia is a really good website that will give you a lot of explanations on different aspects of the module notes. Even if you cut and paste the questions out of the module notes into a Google search, you'll get a lot of responses, and that's what I did when I did the courses. You must make a commitment yourself to learn the new skills. Blow or a few sessions on how to learn. Take notes, as I did. You may come up with a solution for different things. Professionals in the networking field often keep engineering journals in which they write down things that they observe and learn. Taking notes is an important way to help you understand and improve over time. Sometimes working as teams, if you want to work together on a particular lab or worksheet, that's quite fine. But as I say, any questions, please send it to my email address. Think about the course, and the course provides information both to change what you know and what you can do. As you go through the course, ask yourself what makes sense and what does not. Stop and ask questions when you're confused. As when I first started the course, I didn't have a clue what binary or hexadecimal or subnetting was at all. But that will be explained to you as we move through the modules. To find out more about the topics you're interested in, if you're not quite sure why something is being taught, consider asking your instructor or one of your fellow colleagues. Think about the different parts of the course and how it fits together. Practice learning new skills. Practice. Then practice again. Have you ever thought you knew how to do something and then when it came to do it, to show that you could test it to work, you discover you really hadn't mastered it? So that's why practicing is really important. Just like learning a new skill, such as a sport, game, language, etc., professional skill requires patience and repeated practice before you can say that you truly have mastered it. The online instructional materials in this course provide repeated practice for many skills. Take full advantage of them. In today's world, we are all connected. People with ideas can communicate instantly with others to make those ideas a reality. New events and discoveries are known worldwide within seconds, as we all know. Everyone has a chance to connect, to share, and to make a difference. As participants in the human network, we are more powerful together than any other of us could be apart. The human network has changed the way we live, the way we work, and the way we play. At the center of it all are the teams of network designers, engineers, technicians that keep the human network connected. In this course, you will learn the basics of networking skills as you connect home and small business networks. After the completion of this course, you should be able to set up a small personal computer system, including operating system, interface cards, and peripheral devices. Plan and install a home or small business network and connect to the internet. Verify and troubleshoot network and internet connectivity. Share resources, files and printers among multiple computers. Recognize and mitigate security threats to the home network. Configure and verify common internet applications. Configure basic IP services via a graphical user interface. But be aware that not all equipment is accessible. For an example, a lot of the D-Link routers, the graphical interface is not accessible. But a lot of other equipment, such as Draytech, Netcom, Billion, and so on, are very JAWS friendly, and without on any other screen reader. And you will need to download a program called UTF TerraTerm Pro with the JAWS scripts from QCAT.org. I will give you a link to that folder. The program will allow you to gain access to the remote bundle, which is being set up and should be ready very soon. The old remote bundle at Curtin University is still up and running with three Cisco routers and three Cisco switches. The new bundle will have access to a wireless router using a virtual internet cloud, and there will be a Cisco routers and switches for you to configure as you move through the Discovery courses. Accessing the equipment will demonstrate to you that as a vision impaired computer networking person, you are put on an equal footing as any sighted person, because it is all done on the command line, not the graphical one. Especially the Cisco equipment in particular, because you can do that all through that program called TerraTerm, and because it's all command line. I've already sent you all the course labs, worksheets, and each module, and please do them in conjunction with each module so it will make more sense of the content in the module notes. And make use of the websites that I've sent you, and also will send you future websites with pertinent links to any other websites that I find that are informative enough to give you as much information as possible to try and help you do as well with the courses. So good luck, do your best, and I will have to you to do the skills test, which you go to on your student page. It's called Take Assessment, but you need to ask me when you're ready to do it, and I'll have it organized to be up at the time that you and day that you nominate. And that is the overview of the Discovery One course. And the rest of this afternoon will be as an open discussion. If there's any issues or anything that you'd like from me as we move through the course. So I'll just stop the recording.